Did you know that this is what I do for a living? Like, I'm an actual culture coach. So what that means is that if you need help, if you are a leader of an organization, if you are a senior leader in your organization or your business, that you can hire me as your culture coach for 6 months or a year or however long you'd like it. I can work with you. I can work with your team. I can work with your organization and help you move from monocultural to multicultural. Did you know that I do that? Yep, that's what I do. And I've only got room for 2 more clients for next year. So if you're interested, shoot me an email. You can find me at nikkilerner.com. That's nikkilerner.com. If you send me an email on the contact page, it comes right to me.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started.
Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at nikkilerner.com.
I love people.
Did y'all know this about me? I mean, hopefully by now you can figure this out. I mean, I actually hope that, like, if you and I have not met before, that you can hear it in my podcast episodes, that you can see it on my videos, that you can hear it in the sound and the tone of my voice. I really hope that you can, because I love people. I really do. People ask me sometimes too, you know, even given what you do, you know, you have to deal with a lot of different kinds of people that are all over the spectrum, you know, with regards to how they think about culture and race. Yeah. Even then, I still love people. I mean, call me idealistic, and that's fine. I don't mind. But I still have a tremendous amount of hope in human beings. I think we are remarkable people. I think we do remarkable things. When we are creative and engaged and inspired to do good, there is so much beauty that comes out of our lives. And equally, when we are inspired as human beings to do evil, we are just as driven and just as creative, I guess. Would you call that creative? Maybe. But I love people. I love working with people. It's why I'm a full-time coach. It's why I'm a full-time consultant. It's why I'm a full-time advisor, trusted advisor. It's why I'm a full-time teacher. The goal of my life, why I'm here on the planet, takes many different forms. That's why I do music. It's why I'm an artist. It's because I love people. I love connection. Today, what I wanted to talk to you about was the fact that, you know, one of the things I love to do as a coach, as a consultant, is teach and train people. So everything that you hear me do on the podcast, you know, these are just snippets of some things that I do at a much deeper level with people out in the world. And so I encounter all kinds of people as a teacher, as a speaker. And when we're talking about something such as culture, as it relates to ethnicity or come from or orientation or lived experience, no matter what it is, there are a lot of opinions. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, a colleague of mine who helps me with some of my work, she's a white American woman. And, you know, she said, you know, you need to remember that when you work with people, that, you know, people are showing up to these trainings and these seminars, these workshops that you do with just an array, really like a buffet of different kinds of experiences when it comes to any sort of culture training, any sort of diversity training, or whatever they call it at their organization. And I thought that was really wise when she said that to me a few years ago. And it was something that I really needed to keep in mind as I showed up, because in my opinion, there's a lot of crazy teachings out there around culture work. It's not all the same, by the way. Depending on the person that you engage with is usually what you'll get. But what I realize is that many of my clients and people that I work with have come from a space where culture work hasn't been talked about in their organization as something that is exciting to do, or something that they're looking forward to do, or something that's actually going to help them. It has been shared in response to awful, awful things happening. Or it's been in response to an assumption made about people in the organization and the way that they think of people from different backgrounds. So, what I was thinking about today, a question I had for you as you listen, is how do you show up for training? How do you show up in a room when you know that the topic is a more diverse organization or a more diverse company, a more diverse community, neighborhood, faith community? How do you show up? I want you to be honest with yourself today. And you know, it's just me and you today. So I want you to be honest with yourself. Allow me to coach you today. Do you show up to these culture work trainings skeptical? Do you show up cynical? Do you show up to culture trainings with your ego? Do you show up to culture trainings with your own narratives about what you think? Do you show up to culture trainings with a sense of openness and curiosity? Do you show up with a clean slate? How do you show up? Because how I want to challenge you today is how you show up to some of these trainings in your organization is more than likely how you show up to some of the diverse people in your world. These people could be your friends. These people could be your local dry cleaners. It could be your local barista. It could be the person who checks you out at the grocery store. It could be your best friends. It could be anybody. But I want to challenge you today that how you show up to some of this could be how you show up in the world, cross-culturally. I had someone in a training once make a statement about how diversity training was the flavor of the month. And, you know, this person said other things too. That wasn't the only thing that they said, but they said some other things too. It was in the context of something, and this person kind of said that and just kind of kept it going. And while I didn't feel like in the moment it was appropriate to call somebody out on an opinion or a perspective that they had about this training, the thought that I did have was, well, for this particular person that felt like it was the flavor of the month, it's new for them. But talking about culture and come from and orientation or gender within the workplace, feeling, being able to have a sense of feeling safe when you go to work or when you show up to volunteer, knowing that there is a place for you, just how you've been created, even if you're not part of a majority. All of those things, we've been talking about that for a really long time. And in fact, the people that are impacted by these conversations, they can't stop talking about it until there's change. And so, while this person in my training showed up feeling like it was the flavor of the month, to this person, it was. But also, this particular person could still show up to work and feel safe, could still show up to work and have things be as they've ever been. Because they're not part of communities that are necessarily impacted by the lack of these things. How do you show up to trainings? Do you show up to trainings questioning every single thing that you hear? Do you show up to trainings so fearful? Do you show up to trainings around culture work and take in a bunch of information, but never really practice it and never really do anything about it? How do you show up? A better question is this. How do you want to show up? How are you going to choose to show up from here on out? Because we always have a choice on how we show up to something that's new. What if you showed up to the next training full of excitement about the possibility of including different types of people in your organization? What if you showed up to the next culture training ready and open to learn what you don't know, to actually have someone stand in front of you and present some information from a cultural perspective that, you know, for many of us, we would never known had that person from that people group shown up and shared that information with you. We can choose to show up that way too. We can choose to show up ready to implement something. We can choose to show up ready to ask really good questions, particularly with things that we may not agree with, or things that confuse us, or things, maybe even things that we don't want to receive. Can you show up with a spirit of curiosity instead of cynicism? Can you show up with curious questions, honoring questions, rather than a bunch of statements that go against what you're trying to do? Those are better questions for me. Did I mention that I love people? I do. I do, I swear. I love people. And one of the things I love the most is when people who maybe even historically have been closed off or unsure or scared or even just not had a place to process what they're thinking, what they're seeing in the world, when they get to a point where they get it and they have like that light bulb aha moment, that moment of openness and beauty and kindness and peace, when they get it, that's the stuff that lights me up. And that's why I keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm telling you, to keep working on the way that you show up to trainings, the way that you show up to new information, the way that you show up with a coach. How are you showing up? How do you want to show up? And how are you going to choose to show up from this point forward? Because you and I, we get to decide. and what we decide oftentimes will greatly impact our experience and how we can move forward from that point on. Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at NikkiLerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.